With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Utter devastation in parts of North Carolina as officials and volunteers try to bring more food, water, and other supplies to the flood-stricken areas that are still lacking power and cell service days after the hurricane left a trail of destruction throughout parts of the eastern United States. Massive rains brought by Helene, leaving thousands stranded. Highlands, North Carolina Mayor Pat Taylor.
We are struggling to get power restored to the town of Highlands. We experienced 21 inches of rain and super high winds that not only knocked our power pole lines down, it splintered and destroyed a number of our utility poles.
The death toll from the storm reaching at least 121 in six different states. Also at srnnews.com, more now on the tragedy affecting tens of thousands of Americans. President Biden says the damage is stunning.
The president was briefed again on Sunday evening about the impact of the devastating storm on an enormous swath of the Southeast. Among the tragic stories is the North Carolina county that includes the city of Asheville, where at least 30 people were killed. Mr. Biden says he hopes to visit Hurricane Helene-impacted areas this week, as long as it does not disrupt rescue and recovery operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sadness and disbelief in a tiny village in New Hampshire. Authorities in Easton say a 23-year-old man has been accused of killing his grandmother with a hammer. The attorney general's office says the man is being held without bail. The man's 76-year-old grandmother was found dead in her home by neighbors over the weekend. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions of association of churches special protections. This is SRN News. More than 90,000 residents in a county east of Atlanta have been told to keep sheltering in place one day after a chemical plant fire sent a massive plume of very dark smoke high in the sky that could be seen for miles. Haze and a chemical smell spread over Atlanta, prompting city officials to take action.
We're asking folks to shelter in place. And close your windows and doors, because should there be a shift in wind, then this can change directions.
Chief Marion McDaniel, Rockdale County Fire Department Chief. Sharon Webb is the director of the Rockdale County Emergency Management Agency.
They are chemicals, and how they react, you don't know. And so when this plume starts out, it could become, you know, very, very dangerous, toxic. So until we get those readings from EPA and EPD, we don't know exactly what the plume consists of.
That audio courtesy of WSB. No reports of any injuries. More details at srnnews.com.